This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, indeed. You start the hour with all kinds of positives. This is the DJV program in and of itself that renders people to have a smile on their face, listening to our conversations, sort of you're listening in as if it was a secret, you're eavesdropping on our conversation. Well, I got a story for you. We're not subtle here. We're pretty much out there. And would like you to just kind of think about things the way we do, whether you agree or disagree. We're all here to discuss the issues of the day in a way that gets you to reflect on them, because there are all kinds of thoughts that go with the issues. Jennifer Horn has thoughts. Victoria Keelan does. Jay Kirshner does. I do, certainly. And there's not much subtle about what we, other than, I suppose, maybe my thinking about La Nina and El Nino, the comments I had, those were kind of subtle, ladies, don't you think?
That was not subtle, no.
You didn't think those were?
No.
Oh, okay.
What is El Nino is not necessarily the most subtle thing ever.
I get it. Okay, so here's something. Tell me whether this is subtle or not. I was watching, I have a fellow that I sort of follow online who's an investor. And I watch what he's doing, and he's bought a lot of Bitcoin and stuff. I'm no good at this. I don't know how to do it. I don't have time to do it. But I do find it interesting because I have, if I do say so myself, rather broad interests. I don't have a lot of interest in sports things, but I'm interested in what makes all of us tick. So I have, this guy says, if you're in doubt about picking stocks, then make sure you watch what Nancy Pelosi's husband does and do the same thing.
Which really I thought was advice.
Yeah, well, her husband's name is Paul, and he's a real estate guy. He's got a venture capital firm. Now, is it true that members of Congress can actually buy on their own, right? They're not prohibited.
They all do. They all do.
Right.
That's
exactly
why so many of them get in trouble for insider trading. That's what took down what's-her-face, the old blonde one from Georgia. Kelly Loeffler, right? Wasn't she taken down for some stuff like that?
I think you're right about that.
Or at least there was bad stories from about her. Florida. Yeah, there were always. There was a guy in Jersey, another one from New York. Yeah, they're everywhere. They're all over.
But the trades by lawmakers, here's what I just found. I knew there was something. If you're in the family or the lawmaker, him or herself, you have to disclose what you're buying, what you have bought, within 45 days of executing the trade.
Because Congress gets a lot of advance information.
Of course they do.
They're not, so they're not supposed to use it to buy.
So
Pelosi, who was the guy who was on the coronavirus panel and then bought like a ton of stock and something?
All the
Pfizer. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right, exactly. So just so you understand, these people cry, oh, I'm only getting $180,000 a year and look at all I have to do.
Always look at where people started and then where they finish in their careers.
Right.
And
you're
in. Most of them are doing it in a way that they're enriching themselves in a big way.
But she is happy to say, I don't trade, but her, you don't think she tells her husband what's going on? You know, are we to believe that?
I don't trade, but my husband does.
Yeah.
We don't talk at all.
No, not about things like this. Heavenly days. All right, so just something to keep. I remember Joel Heffley, who was a congressman from Colorado Springs that used to be on this program all the time. I had great fondness for him.
Oh, yeah. What was his story? He got into some trouble, didn't he?
Well, he was the chairman of the ethics committee that went after DeLay.
Right.
And
that's
as soon as
what
they,
it was. That,
yeah.
Right.
As soon as they killed, this shows you how both the Republicans and the Democrats eat their young. So here's Heffley, who is the epitome of conservative thinking. He was the poster child for all things good in the Republican Party. He had an apartment that was basically one room that he, I think he, I don't know, it was two rooms. He shared it with somebody else. But his expense level, he drove an old 19-something or other Colt when he was in, was in Washington. He was the only member of Congress to consistently every year turn money back in. Congressmen and women are given $1 million a year to run their office. He was the only one who would turn money back in. The rest of them spend every penny that they're given. And then he, because he was considered the most ethical guy in Congress, so the Republicans appoint him, because they were in charge at the time. I think Gingrich was the Speaker of the House. So they appoint him as chairman of the Ethics Committee. And he's doing his investigating, and he finds out what a crook and a creep Tom DeLay is, a Texas Republican. And so they go after him, and they get him. The Ethics Committee, that's why Tom DeLay had to resign from Congress, because they got him 85 ways from Sunday as being a crook. And one of the things that made me think about it is it was insider trading stuff that he was doing that got him. So they kick him out of Congress. And what does Heffley get as a reward? He gets taken out of the chairmanship of the Ethics Committee, and Gingrich and his pals run somebody against him in Colorado Springs that has gajillions of dollars, and they portray him as being a traitor to the Republican Party, and they beat him. He's gone. So that's what you get for being ethical, moral, and a good guy in Congress. You do that, and you'll have
long.
A short career.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
Leave your ethics at the door, unfortunately.
Yep.
And now you can only imagine, I mean, not to get all crazed and, like, conspiratorial, but you can only imagine that this is, I knew you would like it, but this has only gotten worse because before, well, and maybe not, I mean, I'm sure there's elements that I wasn't just focused on, but now, if you follow outside money, international money, into the hands of these Congress people, I mean, it's clear. If China can buy influence in Hollywood and they can buy it on social media, media groups, exactly. There's probably a way that they can buy influence in Washington as well. And so then you have that element. It's not just insider trading. Now it's like, you know, you've always had the issue of lobbyists giving back scratches to a lot of these people. With at least American interests in mind now, it's not even that. You can't even be sure of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here, I'm in the investor column here for a moment. I just found the story of Dylan Jinnoh, who's 17 years old. He started trading in the stock market when he was in the sixth grade. He lives in California. He is now in high school teaching other high school students about markets and how he has this little club that he started. And he says, I learned on my own, and I became the youngest certified mutual fund counselor in the nation at the age of 16. He's got a literacy group in his high school, and also he's in partnership with the Boys and Girls Clubs of L.A. and Orange County, talking about cryptocurrency, stocks in general. And this kid, I want to tell you something. This is the kind of kid that you'd want to have your children around to influence one way or another. He's smart. He says his most popular stock has been Tesla all along and Apple. Well, that's pretty standard stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But when you're in the sixth grade, do you know that? Probably not. But he's got adults and other people his age. 350 students have gone through his Youth Investors Financial Literacy Program. He's 18, I think it was either 17 or 18. So
good for him.
Yeah, exactly.
That should
be
a class. Are they teaching that kind of stuff in school?
No, that's the problem.
It depends on where you go to school. And that is the problem. It should not be the answer. Depends where you go to school.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of private schools that have all kinds of programs like that that are just, you know, but that shouldn't be exclusive to private schools.
Well, we're so busy.
I wish I would have learned more about investing.
Me too.
They never taught that in school, and I feel like a dummy when it comes to all of this.
Yeah. We had a couple weeks of lessons with stocks and stuff in our econ class.
In a business class, Jay?
Economics. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. If you have parents who are curious or who are who train you or not train you, but they expose you to different ways of thinking, then you can figure stuff out on your own, figure out how to do it. My son has become pretty good at that stuff. I never would have thought that he would, frankly. And I think some of it is the influence of his wife, who's very good at that sort of thing because her mother taught her how to do it. And that's what it is. It's having families or friends or whomever that will bring you into the fold so that you can discover what you don't learn in school, but you ought to be learning in school. That's what is school for? What do we? It's become so
politically. I don't think we learn enough, like real world applications.
No, we don't.
And that's a very American problem too. You know, as we've talked about like a lot here on the show. You know, when you're in different countries, the education system is different. It's set up differently.
Yeah.
All my cousins in Ireland who are accountants or engineers or whatever, they do placement tests, and so they don't waste time going through 4 years of.
What's a placement test? Where you would be in classes, you mean?
Well, they basically, they're very big on doing aptitude tests from a younger age. So whatever your strong suits are, I mean, my cousin is a forensic accountant, and he never even thought about wanting to do that, but he's also a national chess champion. And so apparently there's some crossover there. And so when they did his aptitude test, they said, you would be off the charts. Like, you should absolutely be in this type of accounting. That same thing happened with my other cousin, who is a civil engineer. And so it's just, that's how they direct you into what you're going to be good at. And I don't know. I just think you don't have to. I mean, you're not like tied to it. But I think it helps a lot of kids who maybe don't want to spend 4 years bumbling around a liberal arts college and still not knowing what they want to do.
Yeah.
We don't promote trade schools nearly enough.
No.
For sure in this country. But also just the basic skills. You know, everybody pulled out shop and home ec and balancing your checkbook and running a household because they said it was sexist. But make it for everybody. I wish I knew how to go out and change my oil. I'm sure there are a lot of guys who wish that they could have taken home ec to learn how to run a household. I mean, people are in different walks of life now. I feel like those skills matter.
We don't get it.
I feel like I made stuff in wood shop that I don't need in real life.
We didn't even have wood shop, though. That was
really?
Not even an option.
It's motor skills and things like that that are developed.
Like, I made a pink and blue, like, knock hockey board, which is super cute, but, like, I don't know that anyone needs that.
Or those weird contraptions that, like, you drop with an egg in it and the egg can't break. I've never had to use that in my adult life.
Right.
That's not knowledge I need.
But it gives you motor skills. It trains your motor skills. Look at it.
Did it?
18. I hope so. 18 after the hour.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour, reassuring you that the human race is mostly good. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner now. Victoria and Jennifer will all jump on the bandwagon of social media tweets and ideas. People have really good ideas, and they want to be heard. So it's a great way to have your opinions valued, if you will. Join the team at our DJV social media on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. You can be members of the club, if you will. Speaking of being a member of the club, Jay, the story about Eddie Van Halen's death, he died a year ago, I think today, didn't he? So what's this? Why
Wednesday,
did this come
yeah.
up? Yeah, what's going on with his son?
Oh, his son just penned a really touching tribute to his dad. Whenever there's an anniversary of a significant death, people tend, especially when it's the first anniversary, people tend to pay their homage to it, especially on social media. And his son, Wolfie, just paid a really touching tribute, stating that his dad had fought for so long. Eddie Van Halen started drinking and using drugs when he was like 12 years old, found sobriety, and had been sober since 2008, however, experienced cancer. His ex-wife, Valerie Bertinelli, had mentioned something of lung cancer. We know he had throat cancer. He ended up dying of a stroke at 65 years old.
Yeah, big smile.
So it was just a lot. And his son was saying, you know, you fought so hard for so long, you were still taken away, it's just unfair. And he pointed out that he doesn't think he'll ever be okay. There's so many things he wishes that he could still do with his dad and show his dad and be taught by his dad. And it was just a really touching tribute. And, of course, all the fans and other tributes for him came in.
You said homage. Is that like homage?
Mm-hmm.
Homage is the right way to say it.
But she's saying it right.
Hmm. Yeah.
Excuse me.
So thanks.
It's not like hummus. Which is like how you say
which
it.
Which is super good.
He paid hummus to his dead dad.
Okay, next. Oh, this is the find of a lifetime. Wait a minute. What did you just say?
I said the stupid French.
Well.
So you've never said homage? You've always said hummus?
No. I would consider that to have been prior to you pronouncing it that way, Jay. And I would consider that to be, that's the way they say it, the people who drink tea with their little finger up. That would have been.
Yeah, bougie.
Yeah.
Bougie.
Yeah, bougie. A little bougie. Okay, shall we continue?
Sure.
Here's something. Yeah. This is from the Victoria Keelan take on things. Finally, that's her favorite word. Finally, the Zodiac killer has been identified. I have not lost a lot of sleep on this, but apparently
it was Ted Cruz's dad, right?
On the grassy knoll, right? Wasn't there some weird
yeah
about that?
Right. Yeah, they were all related. Okay, so what's the scoop here?
Yeah, the Zodiac killer finally identified 3 years after the guy passed away. His name is Gary Francis Post. He is the one famous for 5 murders in 68, 69.
How do they know, though, really?
And riddles.
Because they can't take him to trial. So how do they really know this guy? Is this just a convenient way for the police to close
yeah,
over
the file?
Yeah,
they just wanted to
on?
Tie up loose ends and yeah. Say, let's be done with this.
Right.
No, a team of more than 40 detectives, journalists, and military intelligence officers made up this so-called, they called themselves the case breakers. Mm-hmm. So they were able to figure everything out. And then once they had the guy's name, Gary Francis Post, they started doing, looking back at the codes that he was sending. And one of the riddles, if you actually, like, you had to have known this guy's name to solve the riddle. But now that they knew the guy's name, they were able to solve some of the previous riddles that he had sent. So to the San Francisco Chronicle, kind of teasing police officers that they couldn't catch him. So everything was able to truly be tied up, and they figured out who it was.
Yeah. So was Dog involved in this?
No, I think he's still busy with laundry.
Yeah. Has he found him yet? Where's laundry these days?
Yeah, his GTL.
Laundry's in Florida now, right?
Is he in Florida? Is he in North Carolina? Is he on the Appalachian Trail? Is he on back roads on his way to L.A.?
Appalachia.
Appalachia.
That's the word I love. Yeah.
Right. Oh, we're paying homage to Mr.
We're paying
right.
homage to Appalachia.
Homage, right. It's 28 after the hour.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Maureen saved big shopping epic daily deals at Amazon. So now she's free to become Maureen the Merrier. And with her brand new tableware, everyone's welcome at Maureen's table. All of her family, friends, even her neighbor with the pet. Hey, has anyone seen a ferret around here? Found it. Dig into Amazon's epic daily deals. Spend less, smile more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate voted to increase the debt ceiling by nearly a half a trillion dollars in a partisan 50-48 vote on Thursday. The Senate raised the debt limit through December 3rd. The U.S. Navy is reporting a nuclear submarine, the USS Connecticut, hit an object while submerged in international waters in the vast Indo-Pacific region, injuring some of the crew. The Navy did not elaborate on what the vessel collided with or the exact location of the incident. Fewer than 15 sailors suffered minor injuries, such as bruises and cuts. Two of the injuries were described as moderate. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced at a shareholders meeting on Thursday that the Tesla headquarters will move from Palo Alto, California to Austin, Texas. Tesla isn't the first tech company to leave California. Oracle and Hewlett-Packard Enterprises moved their headquarters from Silicon Valley to Texas in December of 2020. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Documents and testimony from Facebook whistleblower Francis Haugen, a former Facebook data analyst, shows that the company is working outside of federal law. So says Marcia Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, on Newsmax.
We've been looking at children's online privacy. There's actually a federal law that governs that. And what we have found is that Facebook is indeed working outside of that law. Now, this all comes from documents that were made available to us through the whistleblower. And we also found that there are general online privacy violations. Of course, we've heard from many people about that, the data mining, the tracking, the shadow banning, the censorship, the preferencing, and really the documents that were brought forward affirmed this. So I have to tell you, we are still on our job to rein in big tech, make certain that free speech is preserved online. The testimony on Tuesday was very important because it added narrative to the documents that we had been able to see, which were Facebook's internal research documents. And it seems these platforms do nothing. So this shows that indeed, not only Facebook, but most likely these other platforms are operating the same way.
The senator added work is underway on Section 230 reforms, the law that shields social media from liability. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Yes, indeed, another half hour of stimulating conversation to get you thinking. I haven't had an episode of Doug's Dirt for a while. I'll have to dig around and find some dirt, if you know what I mean. Well, there's plenty of dirt. Just depends on which area you want to be in for dirt. For example, I guess Jay and Victoria were listening when I asked the question. Not always is everybody listening to me, because the ladies are often having their own conversation and they exclude me from it. So when I ask a question like, what is One America News? I hear this chorus of another conservative news operation. But the difference is that it's backed by AT&T. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out why AT&T would want to be involved in something like this. Is it because the people who run AT&T are of that persuasion? But maybe. Why would AT&T, honestly, why would they want
to? A lot of these big companies are in a lot of these.
They have a lot of interests. Yeah, and I don't know that AT&T owns it. They carry it. AT&T, Verizon,
they're the biggest financial backer.
Yeah, Herring Networks is the owner, and they have, I mean, they just have investments, I think, through.
Why do we need, I guess if you can make a business out of it, you can answer this question with, because there's money to be made. But the number of it just, again, highlights for me how polarizing the quote-unquote news business. Many of you tuning into this program now listen to the news on your local station at the bottom of the hour. And you hopefully heard what's really going on. But do you really know what's going on? Here I'm looking at the New York Times on one screen. And I'm looking at, let's see, what's on this other screen? Time Magazine is on the other screen just at the moment. I'm looking around, see what's going on. And in the New York Times...
Do you know what's on mine right now?
This
is what's open in my tab bar. I have ABC, Real Clear Politics, Twitter, Axios, Quinnipiac, and what is this one? Oh,
Quinnipiac, really?
Yeah, I was just looking at a story about porn. And then this one is one I've never read before, Desert is what it's called. And there's an interesting story about how they're normalizing the harassment of Kyrsten Sinema. Like, the media has normalized the harassment of Kyrsten Sinema, even though in the past people would have probably protected her, particularly because she's a woman, and they might have protected her. Now they're not. And so it's interesting. But, yeah, it's weird. It's a full-time job, though, to consume multiple outlets. And the only way you ever get a glimpse of the truth is if you do that. I mean, I think there's a market for One America News, just like I think there's a market for MSNBC, for people who want to hear news based on their perspective.
There's a lot more of the One America News types, though, Jennifer, than there are.
There's really not. I mean, there's One America News and there's Newsmax, and that's really it. I mean, you have
Fox News. I'd put in there,
but
too.
Fox is not. I mean,
moderate. They're more moderate these days.
They are really moderate right now. It is very moderate. So in fact, the reason I think they do a pretty good job of being kind of balanced. Imagine that.
That's sort of my point here. The headline today in the New York Times is, why would Democrats struggle to enact an overwhelmingly popular tax increase? Where in the hell does it say that this is? Who have they talked to that convinces them, or are they trying to convince you that the tax increase proposed by Biden is popular? It isn't popular with anybody I know.
Then maybe they're the subjects of it. But this is like the, you know, when you tax like the corporations that don't pay any taxes, and when you tax like the 0.01% of billionaires who also don't pay taxes. That on national poll, I mean, poll after poll for years.
Well, I can tell you, I have Quinnipiac up right now.
It's because it's not true. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Okay, so you want to know what Quinnipiac says? And they're pretty well respected, I think, for their polling. They're talking about Biden's approval rating right now, and his approval rating on taxes, 37% approve, 54% disapprove. This is across the board, all voters. And he's lost a ton of support with independents because I think people realize, the tagline of let's tax the rich is always good, but when people realize the brass tacks, that actually trickles down. And his tax plan is not just taxing the rich. I mean, it's raising capital gains. It's totally impacting family farmers. It's impacting people who inherit any property from parents that they're not going to be able to afford.
Well,
and
wipe them out.
It adds in an 8 cent per mile mileage tax on everybody. And that's not just on rich people driving. That's on everybody.
So what are they doing
driving
with the money they have now? That's the question. And who's watching the line items on the budget to make sure that what's being paid for is something that's necessary? We don't have, once a Congress enacts some program and they approve it, it never goes away. Never. So we keep funding all of these programs. That's why what's the outfit that does the pork book every year? If it considers consumers for something or other, whatever it is. Thank you. Citizens Against Government Waste. So the focus is on not necessarily what we're spending or how much money we're spending, but what we're spending it on. And people have a great time. They laugh about all the stupid stuff that Congress funds. But this $3.5 trillion is a perfect example of what goes through the grinder or the grist mill in Washington with so much crap added to it, in it. And that's what Manchin and cinema are trying to tell people, and now they've become the black sheep, if you'll pardon the pun, of the Democratic Party, because they're not going along with the spend, 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 and tax, tax, tax things that are so obvious when it comes to the Democrats. So now along comes Mitch McConnell, who has offered a deal. Say again?
They're also both from very purple states. And so their job is to keep their job. And that's what everyone in Congress does, right? Your job becomes keeping your job.
Well,
and
they're
not
supposed
about
to represent whoever they, that's what a representative government is. So if they're representing their state,
right.
That's, yeah.
But that's why the rest of the Democrats get upset with Joe Manchin all the time, because he's always the one guy who basically should just scratch out Democrat on his card and write Republican.
He should scratch out Republican or Democrat and say, I represent the people.
The people of West Virginia. West Virginia is a red state. And he has to be, it's not even a purple
state. That's my
point. West Virginia is solidly red. And the thing is that we, I think that in solidly blue or solidly red states, he's the one outlier, because most of the people, like, for instance, Chuck Schumer can do whatever he wants. He's always going to get reelected in New York.
Right.
Alex Padilla, who has taken over for the empty seat Kamala Harris became vice president. He can do whatever he wants. No one even knows him in California. No one even knows his name. He's out there so wild, so far to the left. Nobody's ever going to vote him out because he's the guy that's the incumbent and he's in a blue state. And so what I like about Joe Manchin, and sometimes he makes me want to kill him because sometimes he does things I don't like, and I don't mean kill him because, you shouldn't say that in this day and age. I'm being facetious. But the thing is that he could very well lose his job in Virginia if he doesn't represent the people. And that is actually how the system is supposed to work. I know.
Yeah, right, thank you.
He's the one that's actually functional.
So speaking of somebody who normally would get elected, although he had a challenger last time around, Mitch McConnell has made an offer, I'm trying to figure out what the offer really is, and whether he's speaking for all Republicans.
Well, he's not speaking for this one, but there's three things on the table. Number one, you have the infrastructure bill, which has bipartisan support, which the liberal branch of the Democrat Party will not vote on because they want to attach it to the big $3.5 trillion Build Back Better plan, which is a reconciliation bill. And so that one, the moderates say, is too overpriced. This is the one that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema don't like, that they're holding out on. So that's where the impasse is with the Democrat Party. Then you have to raise the debt ceiling. This is now the new thing. And to do that, you need 60 votes. And
right. Filibuster stuff.
Right. The reason that they're doing Build Back Better is they have zero Republican support for it. So they want to do it through reconciliation so they can kind of cheat the system and just have a simple majority. Because for reconciliation, you just need 50 plus one votes, which they can do with Kamala Harris in the Senate. So this is why they need every Democrat. They can't even lose two, because if they lose two, they can't get this thing passed. So the debt ceiling needs a majority of 60 people, or needs 60 people to pass.
But they don't have Manchin and Sinema, so they're never going to get 50 votes.
No, that's for the debt ceiling. They have right. They have to have them to get to the 50 votes. It's a conundrum for Democrats. Now, you come down the path, and they need 60 people to vote to raise the debt ceiling. And so Mitch McConnell and the Republicans are like, well, get it within we're not doing anything. You have the ability to use reconciliation to raise the debt ceiling. And by forcing their hand, then they take away their chance at passing the Build Back Better plan. So it's all a lot of games of politics. And now Mitch McConnell says that he's going to kick the can down the road till December. And so here we go again. Now we kicked it down 2 weeks, now another 4 weeks, and so it goes.
I wish I had a crystal ball so we could see ahead to how this all... And I think the average person is so zoned out on it, they're not paying attention, much attention, other than the political conversations
of
some stations. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're following the procedure of it, you really probably wonder why all the arguing. And ultimately, it's like a game of chess.
Right, exactly. All right, speaking of crystal balls, those of you who are interested in astrology, maybe interested in a exclusive podcast that I do with couple of ladies who are really into astrology and psychic stuff, psychic phenomenon. The podcast called Zodiac Magic, and the the current Zodiac Magic package has astrologer Maria Francesca Trilogy talking about this week, what to look forward to, because we're still in Mercury retrograde, but how it's not the end of the world. And the new arrangements and conversations for folks as the new moon takes over. This is the end of the week. It's a time for most people to be pretty introspective, she says. So find out why that is. And get ready for a fun weekend. She also said that on Zodiac Magic. Plus, our psychic, Scout Mary O'Malley, is focused on how to find a good psychic and what the connections are between the good spirits and the bad spirits, because we're getting into Halloween, and are there really such things as bad spirits? So you want to check that out? Interested? Great listening. I find it fascinating. I don't talk much at all. I just let the ladies go off and tell their story because they're fascinating. And if you're, as I say, into astrology and into psychic phenomenon, you'll find this entertaining and informative. Zodiac Magic, ZodiacMagicPodcast.com is where you find the podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's where it's available.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
So here we are with a focus on pregnant women for a moment or two. There are a lot of women, and I was talking to my son about this because his wife is moving into a different zone than she has been in. It's kind of painful at this point. She's in her, almost 8 month, so she's getting pretty close. And the number of people, women who are pregnant, worried about getting the vaccine, yes or no? There are some who say it'll put your baby at risk. There are
They haven't really finished the study on pregnant women until a few months ago, so even doctors were not really clear about whether or not to do it.
Yeah, the worry is whether the baby will be okay or not.
Yeah, the only reason I know this is because Courtney, you guys all know her, my best friend. She was she's pregnant, and she's also got some other health conditions going on. And so the doctor was kind of like not saying anything to her. She didn't know if she should, because it kind of came up when she was eligible to get the vaccine. She's like, what should I do? And so the doctor finally, when that study came out, said, we now know you should get the vaccine. So she got it while she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm. But there are people. The Center for Disease Control says get vaccinated, but
assume it's a scary choice to make. Your daughter-in-law Sophie was very vocal on Instagram about getting the shot while pregnant, and now her baby has those antibodies too. But a lot of doctors are asking pregnant women to do it because pregnant women are more at risk of getting COVID and having severe reactions from it.
About the immune system, yeah. All right, 10 before the hour, ladies.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to DJV Health. And questions for Dr. Ken. You can get the answers to these questions, by the way. Often there are a number of them referenced in the podcast that are available. They're free at djvhealthshow.com. So take advantage of Ken and his knowledge. Get the podcast every week, djvhealthshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. So we're talking a lot about the flu vaccine. Where you get it. I was looking at somebody who works for ESPN who got the shot. She didn't like it. She said she had to get it because if she didn't, she'd be out of work. So there's the hammer and the glove, way of getting into this. So that's the business about vaccines for COVID. What about the flu vaccine? I've asked this question a number of different ways, but as to whether or not we need to have it. I told you that I had one, first time I ever had one in my life. And wow. I felt like it kind of went with the whole deal. You've been telling me for 18 years to get a flu shot, and I said, I've never had the flu, I'm never getting a shot, because I'm not much of a believer in vaccines anyway. So what about the flu vaccine this year?
Well, like usual, you're ahead of the times, and these are such unique medical times. I bet, Doug, you don't know anyone last year, 2020, who had the flu.
Nope, I don't. Nope.
Because it was so rare in America for anyone to have the flu, unlike every other year we've been together. So yeah. The key is, the big picture is, there's so little natural immunity right now out in the public for the flu. And that's why, because of this lack of natural immunity against the flu, you know, you boast how strong your immune system is, but most of us don't have any more antibodies against the flu right now because there was no stimulation last year, and or our levels are low. There is memory, but our levels are low, unlike it usually is for flu. That's why this year I think it's especially important that we all think about getting a flu shot. And the time, the best time is between between Halloween and Thanksgiving. And if you got it now, it wouldn't be too early.
I got mine. Yeah. Okay. All right. There's Dr. Ken's advice. Next question. Does age play a role in your health and well-being? The older you get, do you stay healthy because you've been healthy? What's our lifelong expectation?
Well, a lot of it depends on how you live those years will affect your longevity, how long you're on planet Earth. These kinds of questions are a combination of whether you got any gene gifts from your parents that are going to slow down your ability to live very long. So it's your genetic makeup and also your lifestyle, how well you follow your diet, your exercise, and keep track of those four numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and weight that I always talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a focus on if you're approaching 65, 70 or more, like where you and I are, there are different hormones that change and that affects your body. I think that's where this question came from. Next question. What's the best support for rebuilding a weakened body? You just sort of addressed it when you were talking about the flu shot. You don't, you know, you haven't, if you don't have it, you're not charging your body's antibodies up, right?
That there's just little natural immunity, correct? Mm-hmm. And you need a boost from the flu shot, which is essentially a booster each year.
What about what you eat? Does that change as you need to, if your body's been weakened by the flu, is there stuff, I mean, some people call it an insult to your body. So we're designed to restore and repair ourselves, not degenerate. So how do we make sure we kind of do that? It's food.
Quality protein is so important for keeping the immune system effective. So when people eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, you have to also add the protein and make sure you're getting good quality protein.
Somebody wants to know if they have cancer, can they beat it without chemotherapy? What a great question that is.
Well, that's a big general question. It depends on what the cancer is. I would not self-treat you. I would talk to a cancer specialist. There are now immune, we've been talking about monoclonal antibodies.
Yeah.
And the goal is to get a monoclonal antibody against the cancer so that the antibody targets a specific antigen on the cancer cell, just destroying the cancer and not the rest of the body, as often chemotherapy does. So that's so-called immunotherapy, and immunotherapy is big right now for certain cancers.
You know, you think about this, you can find people every day who say they beat the big C, and then you hear stories about guys like Steve Jobs who didn't quite make it. So there's probably a little bit on both sides. Lots of studying, lots of information. Check out Dr. Ken and the podcast that we do on this program every week. Again, DGVHealthShow.com. Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.